This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live and direct from the Freedom Matters USA studios, Friday edition of What's on Your Mind. Look at that, Todd. Senator Kramer's sipping his coffee out of.
Oh.
Looks to me like a compliments nice. Of Todd Mitchell, K-Fire 550 cup right there, by golly.
Awesome.
Yes. Yes. Kisser.
I've had this for years, and I drink out of it almost every Friday, Todd, just so you know.
I saw the picture of when you rode on a Subway cup. Campfire Cafe, and held it up for a picture. I still have that someplace.
I did not have my official cup with me at the Kirkwood Mall that day long ago, and came upon I think it was a veterans booth, if I remember right.
Yep.
And it was really cool. Anyway, so they were big fans of yours, so I joined the club.
Anyway, freedommattersusa.com for details on the Candace Owens visit to North Dakota. That is the Bismarck Event Center, Thursday, September 15th. One event you're going to want to attend. Why? The command of the facts that Candace Owens has, the fiery style that she engages her audience in, have made her one of the most influential conservative voices with tens of millions of followers on social media and real passion for America, real commitment to America. You're going to love her message. So bring some folks that might learn a thing or two or, you know, really enjoy or hear a different perspective. So I think you'll enjoy it. September 15th, that's a Thursday. All right, your calls, questions, comments for Senator Kevin Cramer are welcome here today on the program, 701-258-0550. Text your questions in at 701-237-1590. What's on your mind today, sir?
Well, I was just thinking as you were reading that piece on Candace Owens and the event, you said something really important, and I guess I wouldn't mind stressing that if you don't mind, and that is try to bring somebody who either doesn't really pay a lot of attention to either side or leans to the other side, and, you know, make it a bit of an evangelical moment, if you will. And by that, I mean, you know, bring somebody that can learn from Candace. She's very bright. She's extremely talented and probably as good as anything, as important as anything, Scott, is she doesn't come from the typical, you know, conservative background, if you will, and demographic. And so I think it's a great point. Don't just buy a ticket and come and be entertained by somebody you agree with. Bring somebody who maybe you don't agree with. And of course, that means you may have to reciprocate at some point. But that's okay too, right? That's okay too. So anyway, I appreciate what you're doing with her.
We're looking forward to that, and that's yeah. Obviously a major event for Freedom Matters USA, and
yes.
Hopefully we have a jam-packed crowd taking it in. It's already selling, there's only a limited amount of tickets, and a third of them are gone already, so get out there and get your seats for that event. Harvey and Dickinson, we're going to go to you first here. Harvey, your question for Senator Kevin Cramer.
Sorry, I didn't have my phones on the other side, but just with this debt reduction, debt forgiveness, to me, I think that's a bunch of malarkey. But anyway, you know, I think the worst case is that they should at least pay the taxes on the money that they're getting reduced off their debt. You know, any place else to go and say, hello?
Yeah, we're listening.
Oh, okay. Well, any place you go. If I went down and say I got a forgiveness loan or something, this or that, I have to pay the taxes on it. They're going to charge it to me as income. Well, why wouldn't the same apply here, worst case? I do not believe we should be going through this anyway. That's all I have to say.
Yeah. Well, that was a lot, actually, because it's a pretty profound thought, and I appreciate you sharing it. Because when you think about all of the perversion in an economic stimulus like this, it's almost never ending. It is pro-inflationary, obviously. I mean, the thing that drives up inflation, and I appreciated your previous guest, but the thing that drives up inflation is, besides monetary policy. This is monetary policy. This is the same thing as when the Federal Reserve, makes money free. And so suddenly you're making money free on behalf of the Federal Reserve in many respects. And so, you should at least pay the taxes on the income, but it's way worse than that because it drives up the price of the very thing you're helping somebody else pay for. There's nobody, and I have a lot of college president friends. I love them, but there's nobody that benefits more than the college president and his or her university or college or institution from free money because they get to raise the price of their product by that amount of money. That's how economics works. I would add to that, Harvey, because that's a brilliant point you're making. What I always say is, well, if you're going to do it, then let's at least require them to take a supply-side economics course. Let's require them to read a Milton Friedman book or Hayek or something. So you have a basic, literacy about the damage this does. And then you can just get to the fundamental gross unfairness of it. For all of you people, I'm so sorry on behalf of my government, for all of you people who pay your debts, who went through school and maybe paid your way, for those of you who chose not to go to college because you couldn't afford it or because you weren't interested or you have a skill set that's better utilized in some other career choice, or for those of you, who were willing to make the ultimate sacrifice on behalf of our country and went to join the military and maybe either made that a career or you went to college on the military by providing a service. I just think it's one of the dumbest economic things that Joe Biden's done, and that's a really, really high bar.
Is there anything that can be done about it? Do you just take it, or do you think this will go to court, be challenged legally? What else can be done? I mean, unilaterally, at stroke of a pen, $300 to $900 billion by some estimates of what it costs seems to me to be outrageous.
Yeah, it is outrageous. And like I said, the cost to the economy is more than whatever the actual price tag. Because economies, as you know, are not linear. Economies are dynamic. And this will have a very dynamic effect on the economy, all but negative. What can be done, Scott, is, I think you said it, it almost has to be litigated because clearly, he thinks he has this power. I don't think he has this power. I don't know how the President of the United States could possibly have the power to just forgive debt. And the only reason, by the way, and people, what's behind this is sometimes important, right? The only reason he even has the possibility of having this power is because these are, quote, federal loans. And the reason they're, quote, federal loans as opposed to private loans or, private loan with your local community bank or the Bank of North Dakota or something is because in Obamacare, that was one of the neat little tricks that they pulled was to completely federalize the entire student loan program. Now, since then, we've come up with some competing, some competing institutions through the banking system. Thank goodness for the Bank of North Dakota, which has been a tremendous leader in this country in innovation and in innovative financing. And of course, if you got a loan from somebody other than the federal government, you're not subject to this great possibility. So it's unfair in so many respects.
Ron in Kildare for Senator Kevin Cramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Go ahead, Ron.
Yes, I was just wondering how much money these politicians are getting for letting these windmill generators come in and destroy the land and take up land that could be used for farming or ranching when they know, in fact, that these windmill generators cost more to build than they'll ever produce in electricity. They're just wasting our land.
Well, first of all, as far as I know, and I remember I helped site several wind turbines in the early days when I was on the Public Service Commission. I did not, however, ever vote to allow wind generation costs to be transferred to North Dakota rate payers. So I was, and here's why. Here's why I cited, frankly, I was pretty good at citing because I didn't really, I cared more about the local landowner. And so the local landowner, this is a transaction between a local landowner and a private company. Generally, it's a company that that set, that gets a contract with a utility to buy their electricity once they start generating it. And in a few cases, it would be a more of a merchant. That is to say, they just sort of sell it on the open market, although that's very rare and unusual for wind farms. But the transaction between the private landowner and the private company is a private transaction, in my view. And, you know, for landowners, wind turbines are probably the most productive thing they have on their land, because for years and generations, they've farmed rocks on top of hills that they maybe were able to use for grazing. And so this otherwise not very productive land has suddenly become very productive for the farmer or the landowner. So I don't, I kind of share your sentiment, quite honestly, about wind energy, but I don't get in the way of the transaction, of private transactions or private property.
It is a private property rights issue, and Ron, when you say who's allowing it, I think Kevin's right. It's a decision by landowners to say, hey, I'll take some steady income there, and then ultimately they're cited. But it's a decision between landowners and the companies, without question. And there is an insatiable appetite among utilities for wind energy, so there's the demand for it there as well, and that's something you'd take up with the utilities that are providing the power. Short break, back with more with Senator Kevin Cramer after a timeout here on Talk Radio Town Hall Friday. Call us with your questions at 258-0550.
For the history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache Sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living. All the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
Beverly, wake up. Stand up. Let's elevate America. Join me at ndflagpoleguy.com and our patriots in raising America to a level of excellence. Strength through peace and love will be our creed. Let us return to the basics of what has made our country great. Accountability to a creator, ourselves, and those in our lives is vitally important to a civil, free country. I'm Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and thank you.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
So you write a check every month for your mobile phone. Who's it go to? Go to somebody that shares your values, stands up for our veterans, the sanctity of life. First responders? Probably not. good chance it's going to one of those woke companies unless you've switched to Patriot Mobile. Now more than ever, important to support companies and organizations that share your values. And that's what Patriot Mobile does. They don't only share your values and beliefs, but actually do something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier, donating portions of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. Call them today for more details. They make everything so easy. 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT, or patriotmobile.com/flag family. Back with Senator Kevin Cramer of the Talk Radio Town Hall. Let's go to Bruce in Minot. Next up for Senator Kevin Cramer. Go ahead, Bruce.
Yeah, hey, thanks for taking my call. I don't know, it might be an easy answer, but I'm a truck driver.
Let's hope.
And I haul hazardous material, and every 4 years you have to, you know, redo your hazmat, you know. So I had to get it done by July, so I started in May. So, you know, you have to pay this 80-some bucks, you know, to get the process going.
Sure.
And then I went to get my fingerprints done, you know, and all that stuff. And then the lady told me that, you know, there's a backlog, which I could understand. It's going to take 3 to 4 weeks for you to get this back. And I said, oh, that's fine. That gives me still plenty enough time. Well, the very next day, it wasn't even 24 hours. I got it because she said I'd get an email when, you know, I could go take the tests at the motor vehicles department. And she said, and the email said that I was good to go. And it wasn't even 24 hours that I did this process. And I said, there's something has to be wrong. 3 to 4 weeks, and then the very next day, I was accepted, you know. So I waited three days because I couldn't believe the email. And I called the motor vehicles up. They said, yeah, you're good to take your test whenever you want. Well, I guess my question is, more I thought about this, you know, what is the process to get a hazmat? Because hazmat, the thing I'm hauling, you park this thing to a building, you're going to have mass casualties. Now, my concern is we have all these illegals crawling across this border. We don't know who they are. And I will guarantee you, some of those people know how to drive a truck. Now, whether or not those are good people or bad people, is the process the same for everybody? Or is it, if, you know, I've had my hazmat for a long time, do they just run this thing through a computer system and, okay, he's had it for a long time, I don't got no red flags, you know, I'm good to go. But shouldn't the process be the same no matter how many years I've had it? I mean, this is kind of scary to me. Anybody could, you know, because right now trucker drivers are very scarce. Some of these companies are grabbing drivers, and did I just fall through the cracks, or just how the process works?
Yeah, no. So this is an upside down question. By the way, I appreciate it a lot because you illustrate both a genuine concern as well as a personal testimony. I don't know the exact answer to your question, but if I was to speculate, and you guys can help me if you'd like here, but my sense is that, and you touched on it, you have a long record as a safe hazmat driver. And that does matter, and it should matter. I would disagree in that it should be the same process for everybody. There may be an age at some point where, you know, that's counted one way or the other. You know, I don't know. I'm not familiar with the test. I've never aspired to be a hazmat driver, but I'm grateful for those who do and that go through the rigors. But at the same time, I'm actually somewhat pleased by the fact that our government recognizes in you somebody with a long, good, safe record and doesn't treat you exactly the same as a new person. Now, having said that, I don't know how the process treats somebody getting seeking this hazmat license for the very first time. I really don't. I'm happy to look into it. Our team will certainly, our transportation team will certainly look into that. But if you ask me, you're a good news story today, assuming that the standard isn't the same for everybody, you know, along the line.
Appreciate your concern, Bruce. Really. You know, that's admirable. Ken in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Ken.
Yes, I just had first of all, good morning to both of you guys.
Good morning.
A quick question. I heard recently here that North Dakota National Guard has run out of money to pay tuition and to pay even food expenses for the enlisted personnel. Being a former military myself, I find that very discouraging and, you know, other words for it, but I'll keep it clean. And I was just wondering, I guess my question to you would be, is how are we going to fix this? And how soon are we going to fix this problem?
Yeah. Yeah. So important question. And I don't know all the details of what you're talking about, but I know some of them. There is sort of this natural, what do you call it? A natural sort of fiscal year challenge that is almost always fixed on time. And when I say it that way, because it shouldn't be this way. There should be a certainty for our National Guard, remembering that the National Guard is a state organization with a federal mission in from time to time, and in recent decades, a lot of the time, obviously. And so there is this sort of juxtaposition of money. We did recently learn, of course, we have a very close and regular relationship with the North Dakota National Guard, with General Dorman, the Adjutant General, and his team. And so this concern was raised with us. It has to do with the transferring of money from the federal pot to the National Guard, to the North Dakota National Guard. And so we're working on it with them. I don't know that there's any great concern, but there is some concern because it is later than it's usually been. That's the sort of the elevator pitch part of it, Scott. I don't know that we'd want to get a lot deeper into the weeds. I would have to bring some other people in to do that. But to the bigger question that you ask, and that's what we're going to do about. So in the short run, we are on it. We're working with the North Dakota National Guard, the National Guard Bureau in Washington, D.C., and to the greater degree, the Department of Defense on this immediate thing. I think your concern is, and my concern is how can we fix the process so that our National Guard doesn't have to, be on pins and needles as we come down to the end of a fiscal year, or as money runs out because of inflation. And by the way, the inflation challenge is a really big one for our entire military, our entire military community. Not just the services and the combatant commanders and the Pentagon, but obviously we're at a time of restocking munitions. We're at a time of great technological advancement, research and development and procurement, big new bombers, new fighter jets, lots of things are very expensive, and the price of those things is going up way faster than the appropriations. So it's a really big problem, really big issue, and I would say this, the people that are helping us the most right now are our adversaries, unfortunately. It sounds a lot like the Cold War these days, and so we need to be attentive to it, but I'm familiar with the specific topic you're talking about. I think it's a big challenge, and we're doing our best to try to address it.
Ken, thank you for the call. Others, welcome. Walter in Fargo, you're up next on What's on Your Mind. Full bank of calls, 701-258-0550. Keep trying. When those lines drop, we had others in queue to talk to Senator Kramer.
Hey, it's Scott Hinton here. So excited to tell you about, in this time of crazy upheaval and open borders and spending gone crazy and mandates and lockdowns and inflation, there's something we can do. We can buy from a company that believes what you and I believe. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the very same towers as all the major carriers. And they have plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer support. Patriot Mobile shares your values. They support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, the sanctity of life, veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. patriotmobile.com/flagfamily. PatriotMobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT right now.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As we deal with the recession, Fed Chairman Jerome Powell from the Jackson Hole Symposium moments ago.
The labor market is particularly strong, but it is clearly out of balance. with demand for workers substantially exceeding the supply of available workers. Inflation is running well above 2%, and high inflation has continued to spread through the economy. While the lower inflation readings for July are certainly welcome, a single month's improvement falls far short of what the committee will need to see before we are confident that inflation is moving down. So, we are moving our policy stance purposefully to a level that will be sufficiently restrictive to return inflation to 2%. At our most recent meeting in July, the FOMC raised the target range for the federal funds rate to 2.25% to 2.5%, which is in the summary of economic projections range of estimates of where the federal funds rate is projected to settle in the longer run.
USA Radio News.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
You hungry today for a little home cooking and grab and go convenience, like a lasagna with garlic toast. That's what's for lunch today at PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab and go convenience, Cafe USA. That'll be in Glendon, meatballs in Euland, 45th and Fargo, Mac and Beef, I-29, 12th Avenue exit, pulled pork, Harwood pulled pork off the I-29 exit, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, fried chicken or mac and beef today. At PetroServe USA. So there you go. Home cooking, grab and go convenience, meatloaf downtown Fargo, MP Avenue. What's not to love about meatloaf? Back with Senator Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. Let's see who's next here. It's Walter in Fargo for Senator Cramer. Go ahead, Walter.
Hey, good morning to both. Hey, just had a quick question. So I see budgets on the daily and they make sense to me, and I'm just curious. What is the actual dollar amount threshold for Kevin Cramer to turn off the spigot to Ukraine? What is it? $70 billion? $100 billion? $150 billion? Just help me out here, because, you know, in the real world, we have to deal with budgets. And I'm just curious what the budget for Ukraine is.
Sure. The reason I'm not going to give you that number is because that would be telling Vladimir Putin at what point he can have an all-out attack and take over. So this is why, while you have to deal with the budget, I have to deal with the budget, we all have to deal with budgets, the federal government deals with a budget, but it's a pretty open-ended budget as we see. But I'm not going to give a quote number, just like I don't give a lot of other details about war strategy. It would just be similar to Vladimir Putin. Right now, what it is...
Have we declared war? I must have missed that. Did we declare war?
We're
a debtor nation, but, you know, as far as budgets go, you know, in Georgia, when we lost the Georgia runoff race, you know, Mitch McConnell said, you know, $2,000 for the American people, we can't do that. So I'm just curious, why is there a double standard between the Ukrainian government? Because we all know that the money and the funds that are going into Ukraine aren't going to the people. We all know that. That's foreign aid. That's just been a grift for the past 100 years. So why is it that you can give a number for the American people, but for the Ukrainian government, you can't give a number? And also keep in mind, I'm a mega Republican. If there was another choice between you and a mega Republican, I think North Dakota would pick otherwise, because you can't give these simple answers when it comes to foreign policy.
That's because these aren't simple questions.
But here at home, we have stolen elections. We have the FBI meddling with our elections. We have the FBI raiding former presidents' homes. We have all of our schools that you guys will refuse to ever defund that are turning our kids gay and stupid. You guys don't want to do anything. But, oh, but for anything with Taiwan, you guys, hey, you guys, Taiwan, Ukraine, come on, you guys. Do you really want to be a Putin supporter? Come on, Kevin, we ain't dumb.
All right, a lot there. Go ahead and respond, yeah. Senator Kramer.
There's a lot there, but Ron, in many respects, makes the point I'm making. There is one high priority, constitutional priority, of the federal government in our system. So this is a constitutional point. And that first priority is to defend the country. Now, he asked the question, have we declared war? We have not declared war. The cost of declaring war and the cost of fighting World War III, which would be very, very high, is much greater than the roughly $10 billion we've spent so far supporting Ukraine's effort to prevent Vladimir Putin and Russia from getting a very large hold on a very large piece of strategic land in Europe that would then have access to a whole bunch of other NATO nations. And the reason I bring that up is because, so we've spent about $10 billion now on munitions and weapons systems, perhaps some other assistance in the war effort in Ukraine. And some people will say, well, that sounds like a proxy war. And I would say, yeah, it does. It sure does. It sounds like a proxy war. But it's not us fighting the war. It's not our military men and women. It's not our fighter jets. It's not, you know, it's not our tanks. It's not our ships in the Black Sea, although we probably should have some there because we could get a lot more food aid out to people if we did. But all of that said, we can have discussions here or there. But our number one constitutional priority is this. Why I would ever give a number to Vladimir Putin as to what he can do to invade and take over Ukraine without any, without them having any help from their allies, that would not be smart on my part. Now, you can oversimplify it like he liked to do, and I understand his frustration. There are a lot of priorities to fund, but the highest one is the defense of the country, because after that, it becomes obligatory. In other words, after Ukraine, it becomes obligatory by international law and by our own treaties that we've signed, starting with NATO. And then you're not talking about $10 billion, you're talking about, you know, hundreds of billions, if not more. So it's important that Ukraine, you know, wins this war, and it's important that we prepare for a day when they may not. And it's important that we prepare for a day when Xi Jinping, because he brought up Taiwan as well, as though that's just a trifling, no big deal, you know, like it's no big deal. By the way, in case, with regard to Ukraine and Russia, just read about World War II. Just read about it. Understand it. Understand how close we were to losing what we have today. And somewhat because we didn't get into that war early enough, because we waited for an attack on our soil by Japan. Now, and by the way, all the treaties, and I won't go into all that, but now you talk about China and Xi Jinping and Taiwan as though it's just some skirmish that we shouldn't involve ourselves in because, you know, it's so far away and you know, we didn't get a good voter turnout in January to win either one of the two Senate races in Georgia. Okay. Yeah, we need to have discussions about that, and I think a lot of states are addressing that, including Georgia. But imagine a country in Taiwan that has Vladimir Putin's philosophy times 10, that now has 350 ships to our 280 ships, who buy up farmland throughout the United States, who have taken a dominant role in the supply chain of critical minerals, pharmaceuticals, protective equipment, food supply, who have taken over the ports and airports and in Africa, in Asia, and throughout the country, now are on our half of the country, doing some of the same things in third world countries, particularly in South America. Again, the price of not investing in our national defense is a lot higher than if we don't. It's a lot lower, frankly, than if we don't.
If I'm going to piggyback on this. Thank you, Walter and Fargo. Appreciate the call. And Kent in St. Paul, we're going to go to you next. But I wanted to ask you about a story I read this week in the Grand Forks Herald. Sidney Mook wrote this. Both of North Dakota's U.S. senators have advised local and state leaders that they believe the corn milling plan at the heart of a contentious debate, a debate that sparked in Grand Forks but has become a national conversation. Fox News was in town this week reporting on it. Should not move forward. Senator Hovind and Kramer, both Republicans, told the Herald on Wednesday afternoon they believe the corn mill project brought forward by Fufang Group should not proceed due to security concerns. So this seems like it's gone to the next level, and Grand Forks officials have been made aware of this. What now?
Yeah. So, well, the Grand Forks officials, as you noticed, they want to continue with the process. They want to continue to work with the federal government. You know, there's this CFIUS process that is going on. That is a review by the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States. It's led by the Treasury Department and includes a whole bunch of other federal agencies, cabinet members and White House officials, mainly in the defense and security and as well as intelligence areas. But it also includes the United States Department of Agriculture and other agencies, commerce. That's a process that we've asked for. Generally, agriculture is exempt from that process, but in this case, I think the national security concerns are such that they've taken it on. So they'll review all of that. They'll all weigh in. The problem with it, with the process, is not a problem so much as it's just not a public process. It's not, its findings will never be made public. Now, Fufang has said that they will share the findings because Fufang will be made aware of them, of course, Fufang, United States, and they will make the findings, aware to, or public to the extent to the leaders, and then the leaders will make it public to the public. And that's all fine and well and good. The problem is that I've always had, as you know, I've had for months, I don't want China to continue to take over the food supply of the United States. If we haven't learned anything in the last year, it's that China does not have our best interests in mind, that they already own a good chunk of the meatpacking industry in the United States, and they're, as you know, are buying up a lot more farmland, a lot more of our supply chain, not to mention that if all they did is took the profits, more of the profits into the Chinese Communist Party, they're going to use that to buy more of those, build more of those ships. They have a goal of having 420 ships in their Navy, Scott. We have 280 ships in our Navy. And by the way, if you take all of our ally ships added up, we don't have the Navy that they have. So, I'm just not interested in partnering with the Communist Party of China anymore. There's a lot to be concerned about in addition to, of course, Grand Forks. The other thing is, it's interesting because your previous caller tried to get me to give a dollar amount that says, okay, we're not going to give any more than this to Ukraine. And that's well and good. And I understand that people like those nice, clean, crisp answers. But when you start talking about China and what we're doing, one of the things we celebrated in Grand Forks this week was a new Sky Range Hawk program out of the Department of Defense that's now going to be testing using Global Hawks, retired Global Hawks, Block 10, 20, and 30s for testing hypersonic missiles. I don't want to give a lot of details of things to the Chinese government, but as they're testing these hypersonic missiles, remember, China has already successfully tested a hypersonic missile that had circumvented the entire globe of the United States, that they orbited the Earth before it came back into the Earth's atmosphere at very, very high speeds. And these are very sophisticated and dangerous weapon systems that we developed early on, but never really developed them to full maturity. And we're in that game now, of course. Understandably, we have to be. So I don't really want China to have a good view of what all is going on at the Grand Forks Air Force Base. And that's just the things that we know about, that the public knows about the Grand Forks Air Force Base. I want the Grand Forks Air Force Base to be a part of the solution going forward as we get new generation ISR missions, as we add to our Space Force missions, as we add to our Space Development Agency missions there at Grand Forks. I want, because I believe so strongly that North Dakota is a solution to this problem, and we are in this, for all the right reasons, into the security of the nation and freedom around the world.
All right, short break, our last one of the Talk Radio Town Hall for today, and then we will get quickly to the remaining calls that we can get in. So we'd ask for some quick questions and some quick answers from Senator Kramer so we can get to as many of you as possible. As is the drill on the Talk Radio Town Hall, lines full the entire hour with topics of a great variety today, so been very interesting. And we'll continue, including a clean energy question from Kent in St. Paul, Minnesota, when we come back on What's on Your Mind. Stay tuned. This is what's on your mind. And the talk radio tone all with Senator Kevin Cramer on your Friday.
Think about it. Gas prices are over $4 per gallon, and Governor Tim Walz wants to raise them even more by adopting California's crazy fuel standards. Say no to gas station inflation. Think about it. The latest California fuel proposal will raise the cost of gas in Minnesota by $2 per gallon. Working families pay more at the pump, while rich guys drive around in electric cars. Visit nogasstationinflation.com for more information. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
When it comes to your next ag project, you'll want the best. That's why at Gateway Building Systems, we recommend Brock Solid Bins. Backed by decades of storage design and manufacturing experience, Brock Bins allow you to securely store your grain, helping you save money and maximize your profitability. Gateway Building Systems is the number one Brock Bin dealer in the U.S. Visit us online at gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
If it's innovative and ag-related, it'll be at the Big Iron Farm Show, the Midwest's largest ag show at the Red River Valley Fairgrounds, September 13th to 15th. Presented by Cass County Farm Bureau. Kick the tires and see in-field demonstrations. Experience Midwest agribusiness at its best. Explore over 500 exhibitors. See the latest in agriculture. Hear from industry leaders. Don't miss the 42nd annual Big Iron Farm Show, September 13th through the 15th. Details at BigIronFarmShow.com.
When the weather cooperates here in the valley, our instinct is to race outdoors and work on that honey-do list. As you mow the lawn, you notice that your steps have shifted, the driveway is beginning to crack, and your new addition is sinking. Hi, Gus here with Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North. Whether it's polyjacking or piers, we have a solution. Call us at 701-280-7038. That's 280-7038.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What's on your mind? Powered by SchwanBuickGMC.com, your warranties for a lifetime. New Buick GMCs, most 0% APR 36 months with a lifetime powertrain warranty. But if you're thinking, now maybe I don't want a Buick. Okay, well, there's a lot of other ones that also, a lot of pre-owned vehicles that come with, let me double check the total, 40 of them that come with Schwann's lifetime powertrain warranty. Ford Edge, couple of Subaru Foresters, and Nissan Titan, Silverado, F-150, for example. You can find them on SchwannBuickGMC.com.
All right, let's get to as many of these calls as we possibly can. And, again, quick questions, quick answers if we can. Kent, St. Paul, Minnesota, go.
Thanks.
Senator, I want to thank you for your support of the infrastructure law and the clean energy provisions that are in it. I really appreciate your all-of-the-above approach to energy. And just wondering, what more can we do to promote clean energy as part of the mix and keep it from becoming partisan? Thank you.
We're not hearing Senator Kramer there.
So the main thing we can do to support cleaner energy is to support American energy in all of its forms, and that includes a lot more oil and gas production in the United States, so that we can be selling it to our foreign allies. You know, speaking of the war in Ukraine, for example, the best thing we can do for Europe right now, while they're funding a lot of this support for Ukraine for obvious reasons, they're going to have a really rough winter if we don't sell them a lot more of our natural gas and a lot more of our energy solutions. So we should be doing a lot more of that. We should be investing, and I think we're going to see a lot more investing in coal generated electricity with carbon capture technologies attached to it, and not just storage but utilization of that CO2. And by utilization, I mean to enhance tertiary or secondary oil recovery. And so I just think it's all about America first. And as part of that, as you may know, I have proposed and I'm gaining lots of support, both Republican and Democratic support and global support, for a carbon border adjustment mechanism that does not put a price on U.S. carbon. We already meet the standard, the highest standards of CO2 for the products that we create, whether it's cement, steel, you know, aluminum, plastics, there are lots of things, energy itself, of course, there are lots of things that are carbon intensive. We already have the best environmental standards. If we demand that of our trading partners, it'll force countries like Russia, for example, China, to clean up their act. Rather than punishing ourselves, we ought to reward ourselves, set a standard, and then force tariffs on countries and this is a very America first initiative, but force countries that do business with us that import these highly intensive, carbon intensive products to meet our standard, or else pay a price. And that will grow American energy, grow American manufacturing, and ultimately it'll grow our trade opportunities with a lot of our allies.
All right, Ken, thanks for that call. Let's get Bob and Bismarck here. Go, Bob.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I'd like
Thank
to extend an invitation to Senator Kramer. We are having an event on the 17th of September sponsored by Hope Manor Foundation, which is a foundation that works with people who have drug and addiction problems, and we know that Senator Kramer is a strong supporter of this particular program. But we're having a fundraiser, and I'd like to provide him with a couple of tickets if he can make it into his schedule. And I understand that it's probably a little bit late, but if, in fact, he's available on that particular date, I know he'll be here for Candace Owens' event. And if he could make it, I'd love to be able to provide him with some tickets.
Okay, so I'm going to hate to do business on the radio, but you said Saturday, September 17th. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, we're going to look at it, but I do know that as I'm looking at my calendar, I have a varsity soccer match that my son plays in for a century because it got rained out the other night on that day here in Bismarck. But what time of the day is your event?
It's between 7 and 9 on the evening Saturday, the 17th.
Okay. Let me just say it's possible right now. And so, Scott, give me an official invitation, or Scott, you get the number, and we'll be in contact with your team, okay?
Yeah, but Bob, hang on a second.
You're exactly right. The cause is really important. It's really an important cause.
And, Bob, if you want to hang on, we'll get you get your number to Senator Kramer's office so you can coordinate details there. So don't go anywhere. Daniel will pick up your line, give us your phone number. John in Washburn, quickly, for Senator Kramer, what's on your mind?
Thank you, Senator Kramer. Is North Dakota a Second Amendment sanctuary state, and if not, can we make it one?
Yeah, so that's a great question. It's a legislative question for the state legislature. I think I love the idea, quite honestly. And here's what's interesting to me. One of the things I've pushed hard for, and a number of Second Amendment supporters have pushed hard for, of course, as you know, is conceal carry reciprocity, right? As I always say, so we talk about a sanctuary state. What we don't ever want to lose sight of is that the right to bear arms is constitutional to every American. And so I kind of, well, I'm a federalist, as you know, and I love federalism, and I've written a lot about federalism. I've spoken a lot about federalism. There are a few things that the Constitution guarantees, and one of them is the right to bear arms. So I love your idea. I love the concept. I don't know what it takes to do that, but I love that we would declare ourselves a Second Amendment sanctuary state. I think we kind of do that by our common sense and our own state laws and the way we fight the federal government on restrictions on the Second Amendment.
Appreciate the call very much, John. Thank you. And Senator Cramer, thanks for the time. Have a fabulous weekend.
Wow, it was a great show, though, by the way, Scott. I mean, I know they're all great, but it seems like they get better every week.
Yeah, a lot of calls today. A lot of topics, a lot of ground covered today on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Thank you very much. Senator Kevin Cramer, back next Friday on What's On Your Mind. God bless you, folks. Have a great weekend.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
When it comes to your next egg project, you'll want the best. That's why at Gateway Building Systems, we recommend Brock Solid Bins. Backed by decades of storage design and manufacturing experience, Brock Bins allow you to securely store your grain, helping you save money and maximize your profitability. Gateway Building Systems is the number one Brock Bin dealer in the U.S. Visit us online at gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, needs a try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.